please, and thank you are powerful words, too often underappreciated and underused. These words shape nations and steer the course of history. A happier, healthier world may be enjoyed when we use those two words with sincere hearts. The account of that first Thanksgiving is staggering. Remember, a year after their arrival in the New World, half of the pilgrims were dead from malnutrition, cold, and sickness. Instead of calling a shake your fist at God protest rally, they called for Thanksgiving. Do you see what faith and character are required to give thanks? Picture yourself with half of your family gone, or having buried half of your community. Those people were true God-fearers, focusing not on the entitlements but on the merciful God. To give thanks when all is well is something we teach our children. To give thanks when all is less than well is something only the mature can stomach. The Bible teaches us to give thanks even in persecution, in hardship and trial. When I see people actually doing this, I am stupefied with admiration. Sadly, most holidays have been neutered of their potency. We set off fireworks but forget the meaning of independence. We share presents but forget the advent. We barbecue and play a round of golf, but don't remember those who have fallen. In the case of Thanksgiving, we eat to gluttony, but forget those two powerful words. Lord, help us recover lost and stolen meaning, and be people of gratitude. This is Steve Johnson at LandingStripEnterprises.com.